This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 81, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yep. Moving up, 9 more to 90.
Yeah.
Before this episode starts, you can join the Discord. Gonna have a movie night at 30 members. Been at 20 for a year now. So join the Discord. Come on.
All right, so there's a new GameCube controller from what are their names?
Battlers?
Something. Anyway, there's a new GameCube controller.
Literally, all it is like a copy and paste of a Switch controller, but with GameCube buttons, and it has back buttons. It looks nice, though. It looks, like, really nice.
Yeah, pretty much that's what it is. But, yeah, it does look nice.
But I got here. This new Battler GC Pro controller looks like it could be the ultimate GameCube gamepad. One with drift-resistant Hall Effect joysticks, hybrid analog / digital triggers, programmable back buttons, and rechargeable battery. So, it's Bluetooth. With a USB-C port and the ability to use it across different consoles. So, not just like GameCube, you can do it on PC, and probably a few others, you know.
Right.
Switch, obviously, too. And all that.
Yep.
It says here, it's the latest controller to host the best face button layout ever, and will fight to the final destination defending it. I do, however, acknowledge the GameCube controller layout is not everyone's favorite. It's no surprise that there aren't a lot of great modern GameCube controller options. The Power A main license one, and that runs on AA batteries. Well, AA batteries. Xbox still runs on those.
That's true.
Which is my current go-to for the dock Switch gaming. Most fans have official GameCube controllers that either use adapters, because you know the Bluetooth adapter for the GameCube controller, that there is a Bluetooth GameCube controller.
Yeah, there is. GameCube. And then there's that adapter that they use. You can plug into the Switch with USB and use an actual original GameCube controller.
Yeah, so all this is, well, it's like a mix between this Pro controller, GameCube controller. Like, it's a mix between those two. Plus, it has a USB-C port where you can charge it. So, it's like a modern, like, controller, how, like, the new Xbox Series X and S controllers are. With the USB-C charger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a kind of Switch Pro controller layout with GameCube buttons.
Yeah.
And it has back pads, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's Retro Fighters. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. I know who they are. Retro Fighters makes the controller. But
The Battle GC Pro, however, is an entirely monitorized GameCube controller. I kind of just said that. It says here, with a 2.4 gigahertz GameCube controller dongle for the mother console Wii and Wii U with a USB to GameCube adapter, but it also has a switch on the back to morph into a Bluetooth controller. So there's a little switch on the back that's like kind of between the buttons where you switch it and you can make it a Bluetooth. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It says here, that works on PC or Nintendo Switch without a USB adapter. Retro Fighters, the maker of the, you know, controller, as Ashton said, also has a $45 non-pro Battler GC controller that lacks the back buttons and does not have Bluetooth compatibility. It comes with two dongles to work on different consoles. It also lacks the Hall Effect, you know, the Hall Effect stick, so you can get stick drift.
Yeah.
It says here, it's going up for pre-order on May 1st at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And will cost $60, so that's cheap for a controller now, because average controller now is 70.
Or 80.
So, $70 to $80. And let's not include, like, the Xbox League controller.
Yeah, those are $200.
Like $100, $200. It's ridiculous.
A little bit, yeah.
But this here, for those who prefer transparent shells over the classic indigo collar, Retro Fighters has a special limited edition crystal version of the controller, which only 2,000 will be made available. So, if you guys want a clear controller, there's 2,000 of them, so get the pre-order.
Yeah. If I was going to get one, I'd get just the GameCube purple one, because it's GameCube color.
That would be cool to have a clear one, though.
Yeah, look, I seen a picture of it. It looks all right, but I'm not a huge fan of clear controllers and stuff.
Remember the old candy kind of rock 360 controllers?
Yeah.
How you could,
those are cool. They had lights and stuff in them.
Yeah. There's different shades of them, blue, green, all that. There's some nice controllers. They were see-through too. You could see like all the components and stuff. I'm guessing that's what
this is basically. You can see like the chip and everything inside of the shell.
Yeah, so that's what that reminds you of, is that the, you know, plug-in kind of colored 360 controller, so the Candy Rock or whatever. I guess that's what they were called.
I can't remember. Something Candy, Rock was, Candy
it,
or something.
It was like Rock Candy or something like that.
Yeah. All right, moving on. We got the Metroid Fortnite crossover information. Because it's been rumored for a long time that Metroid was going to be on Fortnite, and then it never came through, and now we know why.
It says here, it's been known for some time now with Nintendo, and there has been some leaked internal documents revealing how Epic Games and Samus Aran for Metroid series in its sights. Now, in a new interview with Gamefile, Epic's former chief creative officer, Donald Mustard, you know, the guy who created one of the best games of all time, Fortnite, then it kind of got trash, and now it's decent again.
For now. This season is okay. Actually, I haven't played it since we played Warzone Mobile. But...
Yeah, I haven't really been playing it since. Since we last played, actually, I haven't played.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It says here, here's part of what he had to, you know, say. Here, he said, they, meaning Nintendo, got really hung up on their characters showing up on platforms that weren't their platforms. They would be thrilled to have Nintendo characters in Fortnite, but just only on their platforms. So they don't want like people on Xbox, PC, and PlayStation to have, say, a Metroid Prime skin.
Right.
They want it to be a Switch exclusive, basically.
Yep.
Honestly, Epic could do that. Make it a Switch exclusive skin. Because, you know, there's Xbox exclusives and PlayStation exclusives. And plus, there is one Switch exclusive skin. Plus the wild, actually two, the Wildcat skin and then that red and white looking guy that came out whenever like the Switch kind of first dropped or whatever.
Oh.
With like in Fortnite.
Yeah. I know Rocket League, there's some skins for your cars. There's a Metroid one and a Mario and Luigi one. But they're only available on the Switch. So they could do the same. Like, an Epic even owns Rocket League now. So yeah,
they can do that with...
They can do that. Like, I would love a Metroid skin.
That would be cool.
Fortnite. That would be awesome.
Yeah, you have, like, Kratos and stuff like that.
Master Chief is in there.
Here. Unfortunately, talks fell through after this, as Epic wanted Fortnite to remain the same experience across all platforms, no matter the screen or device you're playing on, and the skins for Master Chief and Kratos were already available to everyone. So, yeah. And what Nintendo wants, they want, you know, Samus just on
Switch.
Switch. So,
which I get, like, they're not available anywhere else, but, I mean, if Sony put Kratos on other platforms like that. I mean, they didn't even put it on other platforms, but you know what I mean? Like, it's available everywhere. Surely Nintendo would, but they didn't.
They're just like, you're not having our idea. I guess. Even though they would be kind of making the skin.
They would approve it and everything for sure.
They would approve, like, the way the skin looks and everything. I don't get why they're being so kind of like weird about it.
Nintendo.
I get it. It's Nintendo, but
that's why they're weird about it. Because
they would get quite a bit of money off of it, how many people play Fortnite, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, even if you don't know what, you know, the Metroid Prime series is, that would still be a cool skin to have. You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Samus looks awesome.
Yeah. I mean, crap. I remember whenever I didn't know who she was and whatever on Smash, I'm like, ooh, a cool robot person.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on. Helldivers 2 Xbox port rumor.
It says here, earlier in the year, Xbox underwent a massive shift in strategy by porting 4 games. Oh, wait, I remember us talking about this.
Yeah, we did.
Whenever, you know, they brought a few games to PlayStation and Switch. This opened up the brand of a lot of ridicule and speculation about whether tentpole titles like Hellblade 2 and Starfield will make the jump as well. Because, you know, Sea of Thieves came. What was the other game? There's like a few.
Half-Hour Rush.
There's like two more. I think like four.
I don't even remember.
There's like four games that came.
We talked about it. They listened to us a couple weeks, a month ago, whatever it was.
Time's flying by.
Yeah.
But what stung even worse for Xbox fans was the staggering success of Helldivers. I remember it. Helldivers 2, even. I want to actually try Helldivers. It seems like a really fun game.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation exclusive. Well, it's on PC too, but.
On PC too. I wanted, because I've seen gameplay and it does look really fun.
Yeah, I've wanted to try it too. I just haven't paid for it. It's only $40 on Steam.
It's cheap for.
Yeah, that's a cheap. New game. It's cheap, but I just haven't paid for it and got it yet. I want to though.
Yeah, I want to try it out sometime. It says they're even starting a petition and to have Arrowhead's co-op shooter ported over to Microsoft console. Sadly, the demands went unanswered, but in an interesting turn of events, the chances of the game showing up on Xbox may have increased, and Microsoft may incorporate with the Ninja Theory sequel. It isn't just Xbox fans that have been clamoring for Helldivers 2 on the Series X and S. Some PlayStation fans have also, you know, wanted the games on Xbox.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they have Xbox 2 and whatnot, you know. I mean,
or they want to play with their Xbox friends or whatever.
Yeah, because it is a co-op game, you know.
Yeah.
And everything like that.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So, it says here, while Sony still hasn't budged on this exclusive, you know, to PS5 and PC, a new rumor claims that PlayStation's new CEO, oh gosh, Japanese name, hold up, Hiroki Todaki, may be open to their perspective. Here's a little quote here. It says, "We know that PlayStation has a new CEO at the moment, and I think the new CEO might be more open about certain things." Or, my bad, not about certain things. She's more open to certain things. And what I've heard is that there may be some very, very early preliminary discussions about the possibility of Helldivers 2 coming to Xbox. Could be that the prayers of hundreds of thousands of Xbox fans may be answered by the interim CEO, Totuki, something like that. He did emphasize the potential profitability of releasing games on more platforms during Sony's last financial earning call, leading many to believe that PlayStation was going the multi-platform route. Nevertheless, if Sony is indeed considering letting Xbox have a taste of Helldivers 2, Microsoft might respond with a tantalizing quid pro quo. Back in February, another one of Nick's rumors suggesting that Senua's Sega Hellboy 2 might also be heading to PS5. That would be really cool if, you know, Helldivers 2 did go to Xbox and stuff. You know, because Xbox, I think they deserve to be able to play that game.
I do too. Because then, I mean, maybe, I don't know. It probably wouldn't come to Game Pass, but if it did, I would play it on there instead of buying it on Steam. But.
Yeah. I wonder how they're gonna, if they are gonna do it, I wonder, is they're gonna go to Game Pass? Or
I don't know. Probably not. They'll probably just put it on their shop. Yeah. All right, Nintendo Switch Online has new N64 games added.
I couldn't find anything on that because it kept on popping up stuff about last
year. Okay.
But
it says, Nintendo has announced the next set of classic Nintendo 64 games are out now for Nintendo Switch Online plus Expansion Pack subscribers. The racing games Extreme G and Iggy's Wrecking Balls are now both playable.
Heck yeah.
Originally released in 1997, Extreme G is a futuristic racing game made by the now defunct Studio Probe Entertainment. Players can pick up items to attack enemies or defend themselves. As for Iggy's Wrecking Balls, this game originally came out in 1998. That was a good year.
Oh, Iggy.
And has players controlling a ball-shaped character as they race to the finish line. There's local and online like multiplayer.
Like Sonic.
Or controlling a ball shaped like a ball shaped character kind of sounds like Monkey Ball too.
Yeah, true. We talked about Monkey Ball a few times on this podcast.
All right, moving on to our last topic. So, with how everything is, like digital and everything, are you happy with the current state of gaming?
Gaming is kind of boring right now. Especially because, you know, we haven't really had any good games come out since, like, Tears of Kingdom. And Mario, Super Mario Wonder and stuff like that. Those are the only good games that came out really recently besides
Power World was good.
Yeah, Power World, that was fun. Still haven't we played it.
We need to. I'm still waiting for them to be cross platform with Steam and Xbox so I can put my we can play on my world because I'm pretty far ahead.
Can't play it anymore because my Game Pass thing ran out.
Yeah, we can do it again. I know where to get it cheap.
Yeah. Because I keep getting things like your payment for Game Pass.
Yeah, you'll have to cancel that one and then put a new code in. I do it all the time.
But honestly, I don't know how I feel about it. There's a lot of mixed feelings. Because gaming right now is boring, in my opinion. There's not much to really play that I find fun right now. I mean, yeah. There's like the newer games like Helldivers 2 and stuff like that, but I can't play those yet because I don't have them.
Right. You don't have PlayStation 5 and you haven't bought it on Steam or anything. So,
yeah, I don't really like gaming right now. The only game I really play is Valorant. And that's the only game I kind of find fun right now because, you know, it's a shooter game. But,
right.
All the digital stuff, I don't like how they're, you know, we've talked about how they're going like full digital. Possibly and everything like that. So like maybe Nintendo.
Yeah, and it seems like every week, like they're coming out and saying that, like something else is going on with the digital games. Like another one's getting shut down. You'll never be able to play again. It's like almost every week you're getting new updates on that.
Sucks about it because you know, if as we said this whenever they first like announced like they're getting rid of digital copy. I'm not digital copy. Physical copies.
Yeah.
That, you know, they can just take down a game anytime.
Yeah.
And we can't. And with, you know, physical copies, you can just put the disc in and play it.
Right.
So I don't really like the state of gaming right now. For me, it's kind of boring. It's bland. There's not really many games I actually find fun right now. That's coming from a guy who's played games all his life.
Yeah. Yeah, same with me. I mean, I kind of feel the same way. It is kind of boring right now. Nothing really. I mean, there's games coming out, you know. But there's nothing really that stands out to me. I mean, like Power was fun, but I haven't played it in a while because Steam's not cross-platform and you don't have Game Pass. But the only thing right now for me that's fun is like Warzone Mobile. Like, I play a crap ton of it. Like, it's fun. But other than that, and that's a mobile game of all things. Yes, you can use controller and stuff, but I mean, it's like a console game. Like, it looks good and it's fun.
It's just like a console game. Say, if you put the original Warzone right next to it, it would look the exact same.
They would.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So, that's the only thing I find fun is a mobile game. So. That just tells you where gaming's at right now, and
it's at a low point for me. Like,
I'm waiting for Nintendo to come out with Luigi's Mansion 2 remake. I'll play it when it comes out, but and then we don't know what's coming out for them in the second half of this year. So.
Yeah,
and as for Microsoft, we don't know what they're really making. I'm waiting for them to bring Call of Duty to Game Pass, like the older Call of Duties.
BO2 and stuff like that, you know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fun to go back and we could play online and stuff together on that.
Mr. Ranked.
Yeah, used to be 100 and
there's like 20 something.
120 something in the world.
all the millions of people are playing the game.
Yeah.
No life.
I was a no life. I was in school, so every time I came home from school, I'd play. It was good. And Sony, I don't know what they're working on, but you never know if it's going to come to PC or not, like Horizon Forbidden West did. But I still haven't beat Horizon Zero Dawn, so I don't want to play a second one before I beat the first one. I need to I need to beat God of War. I need to beat a bunch of different ones. I just don't have time.
I have God of War Ragnarok. Still haven't played it.
I don't have Ragnarok. I have 2018, but
I have both. But
did you beat 2018?
Nope.
No. Yeah, I haven't. I need to beat Spider-Man Remastered. I need to beat all PlayStation. I need to beat Last of Us. I'm almost done with Last of Us. I just haven't beat it.
I beat Spider-Man Miles Morales. But, you know, of course, I haven't beat Spider-Man 2. Can't play it.
Yeah.
So
until they come out with the PC port.
I don't really want to play it on PC, though, because, you know, Spider-Man.
You can use a PlayStation controller.
Yeah, it's not the same. But, yeah, gaming's boring right now.
The other game I found fun that I played a lot last year was Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Like, it was fun. Like, that's the most fun I've had with a game in a long time, but it was short, so I beat it, like, in no time because I was playing it all the time. Like, that's the most fun I've had in a game in a long, long time.
The main games, like, I've had fun in this past few months. Fortnite, and I mean, yeah, I haven't played Fortnite in a while since like the new season kind of came out. Warzone Mobile and like Valorant, those are like the three games. And keep in mind, they're all shooter games,
Action
pack. Like, I mainly only really enjoy shooter games.
Mine in the past, I mean, few months, be
Power World.
Yeah, mine would be Power World, Warzone Mobile. I mean, Fortnite, when season first started, we played a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing else.
I mean,
yeah, but it's like, no, gaming's just boring right now.
It's kind of stale right now.
I mean, yeah, it's going to get more exciting once new games come out.
Yeah, the thing I'm most excited for is Luigi's Mansion 2 Remake.
And I'm excited for the Game Pass games.
If Call of Duty comes to the Game Pass, I'll be excited for that.
Can't wait for that.
We don't need all of them. We just need a couple. Get Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, maybe Modern Warfare 3, 2011, the good one.
Oh, yeah. Not the trash.
No.
The good one. Not the DLC.
Yeah, definitely.
All it is. Yeah.
Definitely. All right, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. You can watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Join our Discord. Like Ryan said, once we get 30 members, we will have a movie night. We'll have a giveaway of some sort. And then follow all of our podcast socials, Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts, our podcast, Twitter, Instagram.
All the big platforms.
All of them basically. Except Facebook. Yeah. Buy merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram or Discord. Rylan, do you have anything?
Not really. Just, you know, join our Discord. We're going to have a movie night, possibly a giveaway. As Ash said, all our personal socials and podcast socials. Want merch? Redbubble and Printify. Custom merch? Obviously, DM us, Instagram, Discord. Either our personal accounts or, you know, you can just obviously message us on Instagram and I'll get back to you as soon as we can. And, you know, as I said last episode, thank you guys for 230,000 downloads, which is awesome. You know,
yeah.
Greatly appreciate that. I mean, that's really all I have to say.
All right. We appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.